100.7 WHUD, one great song after another. Faithfully from Journey. You know, I've lived in Dutchess County for over 40 years since I got married back in the day. And I found out so much yesterday sitting next to the president of tourism for Dutchess County, Mary Kay Verba, at a greater, a Hudson Valley Restaurant Week lunch get-together at the Roundhouse in Beacon yesterday. She told me, and now she's telling you, that Dutchess County is home to six sites that you can't find anywhere else in the United States.
That's the Eleanor Roosevelt home. There's no home dedicated to a first lady. The Roosevelt Home Museum and Library, and they've got some great exhibits going on. Trevor Zoo is the only accredited zoo on a high school campus in Millbrook. It's the private school, but the zoo is open to the public. And then you have, of course, the Culinary Institute of America, where you don't have a cooking school that does the research that they do, and the front of the back of the house training, and have four restaurants open to the public. You also have Dia Beacon, which you don't find that type of indoor exhibits of contemporary artists. Of course, the walkway over the Hudson, largest linear park in the world. You can't get such great views anywhere from the Catskills and the Hudson River.
Thank you, Mary Kay, for the education. Who knew? I only lived here for 40 years. It is 8:39. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg is here with the Tompkins Mayapak Bank What to Wear AccuWeather. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Stay warm today.